They wear 2 feet high purple hats trimmed in fur. Their eyes are the eyes of insects. Their men have tongues which move up and down 100 miles an hour. Their men like whips better than pentagram. They are stopping the freedom of our civilization. For instance, artists in their country have to do exactly what the government officials tell them to do. They are, too, eradicating all Western antisocial heroism, individuality, and weirdness. All blackness, all our civilizations really depending on. The yellow books are taking away ourselves. Without white minds, white people be much happier, Wiseman says. If white people can be lobotomized, white people want lobotomy. White people have no dreams beyond our cliches, which are beliefs. Actually outside our cliches, which are beliefs. President Reagan, what is Japan? Wittgenstein. Can I describe, know anything truthfully? No. I. For me, when I love, I don't know. And this is Japan. My love. The quality of love. My love. Comes within rather than is. Solitariness. As with solitariness, great forests of the moon, the expanse of unnavigated waters, the Greenland ice fields, still the magic of their changeable tides and seasons mitigates their terror. But the special curse of the uncontrollables is that for them change never comes. Neither the change of seasons nor of sorrows. Finally, ruin itself can work little more in this place. They were cracked by an everlasting drought beneath the torrid sky. Man and wolf alike disown his land. Little but reptile life is found here. Tortoises, lizards, immense spiders, and that strangest anomaly of outlandish nature, the iguana. The yellow men captured Reagan. They bow to him and say, we are not original. We take what is given, such as American medicine, do it better, then send the products, such as clothes and shoes, back to America. We adapt everything. We adapt to everything. We adapted to Hiroshima. Hiroshima was the way we adapted to your non-adaptable civilization. Now we give Hiroshima's reality back to you. Reagan's head appears stuck in a white hole below his doorpost. Blood drips down the hole's side. Reagan's head appears stuck on a yellow pole, white and yellow doorways. The self is the object, not the subject. We don't adapt, we are adopted. We don't know who our father is and our mother hates us because our father abandoned her because she was 3 months pregnant. Language knows only when it cries. A child who's been hurt is the devil and must cause social pain. How is it possible to govern? During Pearl Harbor, not as in the wings of war, the white people screamed the yellow devils were going to decimate them. And the yellow people, who like my mother were very sensitive, killed themselves. Somewhere there has been a breach of honor. above. Rest. Dishonored. As far as I can tell, both Nietzsche and Wittgenstein built their lives with pain. Ludwig Wittgenstein was born into the midst of all possibilities, including great art and wealth. When he was a young man, he gave all his family wealth to his siblings, even though they despised him. He wanted nothing, or else he had turned against himself. He turned to study mathematics, then philosophy with Gottlob Frege, then Bertrand Russell. He left his graduate studies to live in Norway as alone as possible. He wanted nothing, or else he had turned against himself. In the end of World War I, he wrote his doctoral thesis in an Italian fascist prison. He had given away so much money by this time, he couldn't afford the travel fare back to return to Russell. When he asked Russell, Russell sent him the money. I think he hated his body, rather its demands, for he was celibate. Except now and then there would be 2 or 3 weeks of violent nights. Fuck every young boy by the river. The body pleasures until the desire for love and friendship turns around and vomits. As in me, the fierce longing to unite affection and sexual desire, or the mind and body, is the basis of living pain. He loved his job teaching just adolescent boys in Southern Austria. The hips took the job away from him because they thought he was corrupting the students, but he probably wasn't. I say, I'm in pain. Is my pain hidden from you? Can you see my pain? Say there's a group of people who don't know what pretended pain is. If one of them says, I'm in pain, the others cry. Someone teaches these people the phrase, to simulate pain. The beggar says, I'm in pain, so please give me money. Now, is simulated pain a kind of pain? By analogy, if I accept the model of analogy, I'm asking about the relation of falsehood to reality. I can only be in pain if I know what pain is. I'm in pain, so I know what pain is. If I know what's pain, when I'm pretending pain, it's false pain, can't be pain. Now take the example of hidden pain. Example. When I feel pain as I do now with my ulcer, I pretend I'm not feeling it so you keep believing me. And she might still love me. Hidden pain is the same simulated non-pain. Therefore, simulated pain is overt pain. This kind of logic is useless because it has nothing to do with human intentionality. Your inner self is hidden from you. This means I'm unsure how to describe your words and acts. I can only guess at your feelings. I am burnt and cry out. I wouldn't call this pretending. We teach each other language. We don't teach each other to cry out. What then is pretended pain? Am I pretending to cry out to you? Nothing is hidden from me. I were to assume something's hidden, or would be assuming a psychology or a description less interesting than your intention, the cry. I attain life, and life doesn't need affirmation. I'm lying down to the ship and spreading my legs.